Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time now for our Unified Bank Profile, and there are a lot of special moments that happened during a hockey season, but there was one that took place last weekend off of the ice. Jack Van Boekel, Nailers defenseman, became a dad Friday, was it, Jack?
Friday, yeah. It's February 18th.
So what are the details? What did you and your wife have, and how are they doing? How's everybody feeling?
Everyone's good. We're all back at home now. He was born February 18th at 5:22 in the morning, so early morning, long night. He was 6 pounds, 14 ounces, and 21 inches long.
And
long boy.
And his name is?
Lincoln Van Boekel.
What was the whole process like? Obviously, you did not make the trip to Iowa last week, and this is your first child, so that had to be just an incredible moment to be there and welcome him into the world.
Yeah, we had talked to the doctor a couple days before the boys left for the trip, and he recommended probably staying back because it was probably going to happen that weekend. So took his advice, luckily, stayed back, and he ended up coming on Friday, and it worked out.
What's the last week been like for you, just being able to enjoy the process, be able to now share your love with another human being in this world?
It's crazy. I guess you don't really know what it feels like till it happens. Didn't really know what to expect, but loving every second of it. So it's a lot of fun.
What's the sleep pattern been like? I know you're being a pro hockey player. You have some really wild nights getting in from a bus trip at 3-4 in the morning. But now the 3-4 in the morning takes probably a little bit of a different meaning to you now.
Yeah, we're up quite a bit through the night. My wife especially, she's been a gem, and she lets me sleep, especially last night because we had a game tonight. But no, he's been pretty good. He's up every 3 or 4 hours, so it's not terrible, but we'll get used to it.
There you go. You get back together with your teammates this weekend, and obviously you have some big games on the agenda. How easy is it, granted you only missed the one weekend, to get it right back up to speed and to know that you've got that emotion in there and you're ready to just jump in and make a big contribution this weekend?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, we skate every day, so the legs aren't really an issue, but just more of excitement to get back and start playing the game again and help the boys out, like you said.
You've got Norfolk in town here this weekend, and that was the last team that we saw here at West Banco Arena. It was a very wild game on that Saturday. You guys had a terrific performance, 10-2. There was also some stuff that went on besides the play that was going on. Well, do you think that is something that we'll see continue more, especially this weekend where you guys play each other 3 times? And what's the feel when you're in those types of games where there's a lot of stuff going on away from the puck?
I mean, anything's possible. We'll have to play the game and see what happens, but I mean, we just go into the game treating it like any other game and just prepare to battle like we would in any other game.
You've got your second pro season here, spent last year with Cincinnati, Idaho. What did last year teach you as you approach this playoff run here, really taking into consideration what you have to and playing as hard as you can to try and get those points to start to build up and make yourself in good position?
That just taught me how long of a season it is here compared to college and even junior. It's an extra 10 games, so just taught me to maintain my body and just always be ready to go. And then for down the stretch, it shows, especially in this division, how important every point is every night, because it's pretty tight through 5 to first. So
we hear some of the Penguins players talk about how tight their locker room is, and that's one of the things that I feel like I've gotten a lot of from this team this year, is when I ask players, what is one of the biggest keys to this team's success and what separates them from other clubs? And they say that tightness is really something that helps to elevate you guys. Is it tighter than some of the other teams that you've been with so far? Is that something you've noticed, or is there something else that jumps out in your mind?
Oh, it's absolutely tighter. Like, we've got a good group of guys here, good mixture between young and a little bit older guys. So some guys, it's their first year, they haven't played 70, whatever many games we play in probably their life because they went to college or whatever else. And then we've got some older guys. Durr's been in the league for a little bit. Percy's been in the league. Hauser. So, I mean, they kind of lead the way and show the younger guys how to go. And but yeah, we've got a really tight group and love all the boys here.
Are your family members going to have a chance to come down and meet Lincoln in the next few weeks here, or is that going to be an off-season thing?
My parents and sister and her boyfriend actually ended up coming in tonight, so they'll be here till Monday, watch all three games, and then her parents were able to come in on Tuesday, so they've been here for a little bit now, and I think they're going to leave tomorrow. So they all got a chance, or they'll have a chance this weekend to meet them.
What's it like for you to have a chance to play in front of your family?
It's awesome. I played my junior in Val-d'Or, Quebec, and New Brunswick. So that was a 12 and 23 hour drive, so they didn't get to see many games. So it's nice to only be 5 hours away, and they can just kind of pop down whenever they want.
First game as a new dad. I hope you get a chance to do something special out there tonight, Jack. I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Congratulations. That's such a wonderful moment for you and your family.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Deej.
Jack Van Bokel, Wheeling Naylor tonight on the Unified Bank Profile. The continuation of our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report is next on the Naylor's Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.